This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and we are about to be joined by a special guest. We do have a big giveaway coming up this hour. In the 4 o'clock hour, a four-pack of Rangers and Astros tickets. We'll be looking for caller 10 when we give the cue to call a little bit later on this hour. Joining us now here is our guest, Scott Draper, from the Big 12 Pro Day. This is coming up March 27th through 31st, Star in Frisco. Nearly 140 prospects participating in front of reps from all 32 NFL teams, Air Force Reserve, the presenting sponsor, and Noble, who did apparel at the NFL Combine. So it's a big pro day with partnerships involving the NFL and the Big 12. And Scott joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
We're doing awesome. We're fired up for this draft, and I'm sure our scout guys can't wait to ask you about specific players. I'm just wondering, to begin with, how this all came about, Scott.
Yeah, so first of all, it's great to be with you, and we're excited to be here in Frisco at the Star, and can't thank the Cowboys, the NFL, enough for all they've done for us to put this event on. But this event started with the idea of our commissioner, Brett Yormark, when he first took the job almost 2 years ago, and he came to me and said, let's do a league-wide pro day. And I thought, wow, that's never been done before, and let's go. Let's figure it out. And so we have, and partnered with the NFL, working with them alongside them for the last year or so to put this event together, got buy-in from the Big 12 schools and all 32 teams, and, of course, the Cowboys and their staff have just been incredible partners to work with. So we're excited to have 136 football players from the Big 12, 140-plus scouts, all 32 teams, scouts from the Canadian Football League, the UFL. Michael Jordan's racing team, 2311, is here as well, scouting for their pit crew. So it's a great event. It's first of its kind, and we can't wait for it to kick off tomorrow morning.
Scott, how did you get around the radius rule? You know, we've always – I know when I was in the league, there was – like the 50-mile rule and all. Did the league just completely sign off on that to give you the ability to get all your players in at this one spot?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, so this is, you know, the HBCU Combine is something that they've put on for a few years. And so, you know, a league pro day has been done at least at the HBCU level. And this is the first time that it's done, you know, at a Power 5 conference level. And so, they embraced it. They've allowed us to bring all of our players here. None of our schools did a traditional pro day on their campuses. So, the only criteria for the players this year was they had to be on an active roster in the 2023 season. And so it was really up to them to show up and be here. And 26 guys that went to the combine are here as well. And so, yeah, we're happy that it's the first of its kind, and you know, we're kind of learning as we go a little bit at times, but the NFL partnership has been terrific, and they're excited to have us here. We're excited to see it happen tomorrow.
Yeah, it sounds like the NFL is really helping blow this event up. What's that partnership been like to help grow this event?
Yeah, on the operations side, Roman Oben, the vice president for football development, Troy Vincent, his team and his staff have led and leaned into, you know, not only putting their time and resources into it, but bringing to bear, you know, the collection of NFL scouts and clubs that are in that typically run pro days, and getting them excited to help and lean in and help put the event on. Mark Gorsuch, who is the face of the 40,
right.
If you watch the NFL Combine, Mark's running the 40 for us tomorrow as well. So, you know, all of those touches, all of those things that connect us to the NFL Combine and giving all of our players the opportunity to have some of that experience as well. Noble is our apparel partner. The layout of the building is a lot like the Combine in Indy. And so we're super pleased with how it's come together this far. But the goal for us was just to give the players the opportunity to achieve their goals. That was the only thing that we had in mind, is that we were going to provide them a really special event. But ultimately, it was about them and their ability to showcase their talents in front of all 32 teams plus. And that's what we've hopefully tried to do.
Scott, I know you're talking about kind of doing things a little bit on the fly and on the run, but is the format similar to what we see from the Combine when you have like, or a pro day, when we all go to pro days where they run a 40, you do the bench press. Is it individual positions? Is that how you've got it broken down for how the scouts are going to evaluate?
Yeah, great question. So it is just like the NFL Combine. So the player groups are grouped together. So tomorrow in the morning are the skill players, the quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, running backs. In the afternoon session is the defensive backs. And so the entire groups are separated into player group one, which is tomorrow is the skill and the DBs. And player group two comes in Friday, which is linebackers, D-line, offensive line specialists. That's player group two. And they'll do the exact same thing on Saturday here on the field. Starts with the bench from the 40, the vertical jump, the broad, the cone drills, and then all of the field drills that the scouts will put the players through. So it'll look just like the Combine. The NFL Network is broadcasting tomorrow from the event. They'll tape, and then they'll be packaging the event into 2 1-hour broadcasts Thursday night, tomorrow night, and Friday night.
It's Scott Draper here, Big 12 Pro Day with you on 105 through the Fan. I'm sorry, did you say that Michael Jordan's race team is here scouting for pit crew members?
Yeah, 2311. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. That is killer. So they're looking for big, strong, fast guys, and they're going to teach them how to be. So is the pitch like, hey, you know, if you don't make it, maybe jump in here and change tires really fast?
100%. Yeah, that's part of our goal too. Is, you know, not everybody here is going to get an opportunity to play. And so if your career ended with pro day, or if it ends after a long NFL career, we wanted to provide them every opportunity to achieve their goals, whether it's on the field or off the field. And so part of our event too is the All-State Pro Day Institute and providing them career opportunities. And we have members from all over the country, C-suite members from all over the country coming in and doing a career fair tomorrow night with the players. So more than just football, but the focus is football certainly and their goals, but we want to give them the opportunity to learn more about something that they may have an interest in. And so when their career ends, they can lean into that relationship that they may have built here this weekend.
Who else is here? Maybe rugby, maybe a lumberjack union. What are we looking at?
Well, I'm probably breaking some news here, but that's okay. The Undertaker and Big E from WWE are coming as well.
Oh,
so
cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, so they'll be here as well. So that's you know, amongst a lot of C-suite folks that from industry, doctors, lawyers, you know, marketing, business, all the usual suspects. But we wanted to give our players every opportunity to achieve their goals.
Well, that's going to be fun for a lot of them too, meeting those guys.
Definitely.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, I was going to, when you talked about the drills and stuff, you mentioned the scouts running the drills. Is that, I assume, no coaches then? I mean, no quarterback coach coming in or no receiver coach like we've seen from the Combine?
Yeah, so the NFL scouts, coaches, and position coaches will run all the drills.
Okay.
So it'll be those guys that do it. And, you know, most of the position drills are run by position coaches or, all of them are position coaches. Some are scouts, but
sure.
There's a lead position coach for every position. all of the field drills will be run by the scouts, of course. But a couple head coaches that are coming as well. Of course, Mike McCarthy will be over here. And Todd Bowles is coming as well. So,
okay. Awesome.
And amongst the other GMs and assistant GMs, area scouts, and all kinds of team personnel here. So, again, a great group of people that are coming.
And
so,
Scott, one final thing for a guy like, say, that Zach and I are asking you all these questions. And
we're geeking out over it.
Yeah, because we do the draft show for the, on DallasCowboys.com. Will all the heights, weights, times be provided? Will we be able to go to a website and get all your times and stuff like that? Or is that just something for the teams and their consumption?
Yeah, we haven't, we're not releasing that to the public. We are certainly, releasing it to the scouts and
clubs,
schools, but not to the public.
Okay.
I did want to ask you, because I know we had some people asking about this, Scott, but is it as simple as, okay, now the year is over, so we were not having Texas and Oklahoma players participate in this since they're now in the SEC?
Yeah, that's true. They were given the opportunity to participate, and they chose to have their own pro days, and that's fine. That's great for them. And, I think both of them have already completed their pro days for, I think they had at least the last couple of weeks they've done it. Next year we'll have, 16 members, 4 new members, Colorado, Utah, Arizona State. They'll be part of our pro day next year. So, it'll grow in numbers and scope and size and personalities and players, and as it always does every year, it changes, and look forward to doing it again.
With all the great basketball players we have, maybe the NBA would want to get in on this next time around.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some interest, certainly from other folks that see our success, hopefully. And, again, the success is if the players and the clubs have a great experience and they get what they need. That's what it's all about. So if we do well there, we'll have a year two, but that's our focus.
Hey, man, we're all over the draft on this station and this channel, so we salute you and congratulate you for pulling this together and wish you nothing but the best of luck. We'll be watching.
Yeah, appreciate the time. And if you need anything from us, let us know.
Right on. There he goes. Scott Draper, Big 12 Pro Day, really underway today and runs through the weekend up there at the Star with 140 players.
That's awesome, man.
It is.
That is awesome.
Javon Baker, UCF, one of the wide receiver targets we've been high on. He's going to be participating. There's some really good talent.
Yep.
It sounds like they're really going about it in a way that is going to make the players feel a little bit more comfortable than the combine.
Yeah.
Going out of your way for entertainment and some creature comforts and stuff like that. And, hopefully it can, generate some momentum and we can have really a big part of the draft process right here in our backyard, as it should be. All right, when we come back, Woolchuck, it's time for your top 10. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, we had a National Spinach Day yesterday, and I didn't want to bore you with a top 10 vegetables list, but I did find the top 10 most hated foods in America in honor of National Spinach Day. What's a food that you just hate? That's next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back. That was cool talking to Scott, wasn't it? Big 12 Pro Day, it's a new thing. Is it going to get as big as the Combine? Will the Combine break up and each conference will do their own thing? I think the players are going to like this more. Obviously, they need to get the medical staffs in there. Maybe it's just not logistically possible. I think it's pretty cool, and it's another way. It's another option for the players to be seen by the teams and most of what they need to go through to get selected. Segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels. It's 214-817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Yes, Brian?
As long as they give me the medicals, they can work out wherever they want.
Right on. Okay. Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they want to have a hub in Dallas, a hub in L.A., a hub wherever to do these workouts.
Well, the hub's not allowed in Texas anymore.
No hubbing. So, yeah, so to me, I'm totally okay with that. Just give me the medicals, and I'll go wherever you need to work out.
You know what is allowed in Texas, though, baby? Silver Boot Series and the Texas Lottery, which has returned in 2024 as the presenting sponsor of said Silver Boot. And we're teaming up with them to give away four tickets to each game right now. Caller 10 wins a four-pack of 100-level tickets to the April 10th game when your World Series champion Texas Rangers take on the Houston Astros at Globe Life Field. Look at the lines light up. No lines open. Tickets are on sale now, rangers.com, or win them by being caller number 10 right now.
That's epic, dude. What a great series. What a great giveaway. That'll be the introduction of the Whataburger concession actually being open, as it won't be for the initial series versus these Cubs. So, dude, that's going to be amazing. And that's the sports best rivalry going right now.
I'm excited tomorrow we get to wear our Whataburger gear.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And salute to the Texas Lottery. You know, they've generated $38 billion in revenue for good causes in the state, including education, veteran services, and other important state programs. So best of luck to you. And without further ado, it's time for the Woolly Bullies Top 10. Here he is, Zach with an H.
Thank you very much, General. The top 10 most hated foods in America. What is your most hated food? I do want to just give love to our Dallas Stars one more time as they sit atop the Western Conference. They're a point away from having the most points in the entire NHL right now as they sit on 99. And the Dallas Stars, courtesy of our friend Brian Ray, who has been on the KMC Masterpiece and is Mike Bassick's best buddy. The most 20-goal scores in a single season in Dallas Stars history is this season. They have tied it as they have seven. They are looking to add an eighth. If indeed our guy Jamie Benn can just get three more goals home and he's on a five-goal heater. But Mason Marchment added to the 20-goal tally last night. Sagan, Duchesne, Pavelski, Robertson, Hintz, and Johnston. Wyatt Johnston leading the team in goals right now at 28. Pretty damn incredible. But your Dallas Stars are crushing it right now, and we look forward to that matchup with the Vancouver Canucks coming up as well. So shout out to the Stars. We love you. Keep crushing it out there, boys. You're the best.
Around.
Best in the West.
Best in the West. I thought this was pretty hilarious. Washington Huskies defensive coordinator Steve Belichick was asked, what's the biggest difference between you and your dad, Bill? Maybe the one-liner of 2024. Quote, I got a job and he doesn't.
Employment, baby.
Man.
Dunk all over that, daddy.
That is absolutely fantastic. And we know who is going to be doing the national anthem tomorrow for Rangers opening day. It is Wade Bowen, who put on his Twitter account, he's honored to be invited to sing the national anthem on opening day for the Rangers. Tune in tomorrow. Let's go Rangers. Hashtag went and took it. So shout out to Wade Bowen, you country music fans out there. That should be quite the rendition as we get to see the world championship banner be dropped there at Globe Life Field. It's going to be absolutely badass. All right.
Salute to you, Wade.
Salute. Let's slide into worst foods in America, most hated foods, I should say. Do you guys have a food? I mean, I think, Gavin, I'll probably start with you because there's probably multiple. There's probably a few.
You know, when you said this, I thought, man, probably anything with mayonnaise on it.
Okay, mayonnaise was an honorable mention on this.
And then I branched that out to also include sour cream, which I think is terrible. But then I said, dude, you know what you really hate is fish, you know? Now, if you fry me up some halibut, a good plate of fish and chips can be tolerated.
Okay,
if in London or something. But then I said, no, you know what's even worse than fish, bro, that you won't even touch under any circumstances is sushi. And I think it is the biggest hog, horse you know what, that people are pretending to like this. I've tried it a few times. It makes me gag. I think they are virtue signaling, like, oh, look at me. I'm fancy and sophisticated. I like sushi. It's trash.
Man.
But we ate those poke bowls, right?
Oh, that's not sushi.
That is, though.
That's chicken teriyaki bowls.
Yeah. Okay. That, like, he's getting a different bowl than the rest of
us. You're not getting crab or shrimp or tuna or salmon. Yeah, okay.
He's going general
sushi. You're talking to a couple sushi lovers here. Eric and I have many times gone to the all-you-can-eat sushi spot and torn it up.
I hope your self-image is improved afterwards, because I know your taste buds hated it.
I really don't even care about the self-image. I'll go to Kroger and buy some sushi.
Yeah.
I'm not some sushi snob.
I'm not below the gas station sushi. Is that what you're saying?
I'll dabble. I don't care.
I mean, okay, gas station sushi. You have to draw a line somewhere. I get it at like a Kroger or something.
Kroger, Tom Thumb, Central Market. I probably won't go to 7-Eleven and get sushi.
It's a bit. You're looking at fish bait.
It's awesome, man. It's so good.
I don't believe you.
It's good. We'll find you a roll that you like. We'll get some fried one.
I don't believe anybody that tells me they like black olives. I think
you on black olives.
They're doing a bit of sorts, because that's disgusting. There's no
way
around
it. I was
going to
make you a deep dish pizza with all black olives.
No, please don't do that. Please don't waste that bread and cheese and sauce and thyme.
They're so hard to pick out. The cheese gets all melted in them.
Yes, dude. Yeah. And they're just like... I always know if there's
like
a Supreme,
I'll
pick it off, whatever. I don't know, because I'm a salty guy. Like, I like salty snacks and stuff. But my gosh, dude, black olives are absolutely terrible. And there's nothing you can put them in or on. Not even the muffaletta.
Yeah.
You go a little muffaletta action. I gotta say, hold the black olives, because they want to go heavy with the black olives on the muffalettas.
Yeah, then that's probably a bad thing for you, because that's all a bunch of olives all chopped up together.
Yeah, that's a no thank you situation. Mm. Pappy in the 903 says, boiled okra is the worst thing. I didn't even know we were boiling okra. I thought you only fried it.
I've only seen fried okra, and I'll be honest, I'm not a fan. Not a fan of the okras.
Okra could be you could put it in a gumbo. It could be a little slimy.
Okay.
Nokra.
One guy has texted in, or gal, said liver, period. And I'm with you.
Yeah.
My dad loves, like, livers and gizzards.
Tongue, liver.
I can't do liver. Like, I'll do some beef tongue. I'm not doing liver, man. It has such a unique, just gross taste.
Yeah, there's a metal taste. I've been doing, like, a little piece of raw liver almost every day now for a little while because it's so nutrient dense. Like, it is the most nutritious thing you can put in your body, and you only need a little bit of it to, like...
You got hooked, didn't you? You got hooked on that guy that eats all
the Liver
stuff.
King.
Yeah. Liver King. No, it wasn't Liver King that got me to do this. But I do like Paul Saladino.
Oh, Paul's the one.
Yeah, there's
a
lot.
Have pirates of children. Do not be coming after us over here. All right, we've got our own in-house cook, Brian Broaddus.
Yeah.
All right, this might just be a Gavin thing. But I think since we've been on the show, you have branched out a little bit more. You're a little bit more open-minded to what you're going to eat now.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not...
The palate of children is the show before us.
Yes.
I'm not closed-minded to a lot of stuff, just seafood and mayonnaise mostly.
I'm against, as you know, the fried egg.
Which is weird.
The rubbery... You'll
do scrambled.
I'll do scrambled. It's a strange thing.
Yeah.
I'll do the scrambled. I'll do the omelets. But it like the deviled egg, no.
The fried egg, no.
It's the white rubbery part that I can't deal with.
Yeah.
That's my issue.
Is it rhubarb?
What do you guys think about blue cheese?
I can do blue cheese.
Blue cheese I can eat on a buffalo wing. I could do it, but I'm definitely a ranch guy. Like Look, if it was completely up to me, I would never have blue cheese ever again, because anytime it calls for blue cheese, it really calls for ranch.
See, I think on a wedge salad, I can dabble with some
blue
cheese.
It's a very strong, moldy flavor.
Yeah.
It is potent. As a kid, I didn't like it. As I got older, I was like, okay, I can dabble.
I've had a killer blue cheese bacon burger.
Yeah.
You know, like...
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that was great.
Yeah.
The ratio was right.
We've got ranch is disgusting from the 214. Pimento cheese is what they hate the most.
No.
Root beer tastes like Sprite in a whiskey barrel. That's disgusting. Kale. I agree. I can't get in on the kale, even though that's supposed to be healthy, too.
Yeah, it's fake healthy.
Black licorice, and we'll get to black licorice.
Black licorice.
Yeah, that's really bad. That's really bad.
Boiled peanuts from the 904.
No. How about beets?
Beets is going to be on the list. Yeah, celery got texted in.
Oh, now that's brutal.
No, you could doll up celery. You could put cheese on celery, and it makes it taste a lot better.
Really?
I've seen people do peanut butter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, peanut butter.
Peanut
used
butter.
Used to do that as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Curry from the 469. They're just not into it. Brussels sprouts, plain mayonnaise, cottage cheese being texted
cottage
in.
Cottage cheese is a no.
Mustard. Worst condiment ever from the 214.
Eric's about to fight you.
Yeah, he will.
It's just a bad take, man.
Sauerkraut.
Try a honey mustard or a golden brown. You know, I get, maybe you don't like the yellow, right? There's a lot of options.
Sauerkraut on a on a corned beef sandwich.
Yeah, pastrami. I usually do ask no sauerkraut. Maybe I should try.
Oh,
maybe
gosh.
I should dabble.
Why not?
What's happening in the 214? My friends put black olives in their draft beer.
What?
Huh.
Why? To make it saltier? Like instead of adding salt, you add black olives?
I really couldn't tell you, man.
That's interesting.
I don't know. Olives in a beer.
Maybe Chris? He's just trying to ball sack me.
Chris, what's your most hated food? Have you been waiting patiently there the whole time?
I've been waiting so patiently. I mean, I talked to the total that won the ticket. Shout out Roy. But
congratulations, Roy.
Yeah, prime rib. I'm going to add prime rib into this conversation. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. Mama Strong worked at Lowry's up in Dallas for
two decades.
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot handle it, man. I cannot
Is
handle it.
Is it the bloody factor?
Bloody, yeah. It's just I need it cooked a little more. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So, but you'll do like a ribeye or a strip or something?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, eating that up
hey,
all day.
Hey, man, your mom's a legend in my book working at Lowry's.
Hell yeah.
Prime rib would be my last choice. I mean, before sirloin, of course, but not. It's not
prime,
my favorite.
Prime
either.
Rib can be a little tough.
It can be.
When they come by with the cart and they put it in that plate and it hits and you're like, look down and you're like, I'm not sure.
It's not my go-to, but I'm definitely not going to have it. You know, if somebody's like, okay, do you want prime rib?
I'll say, yeah, chewy. I'll have be a little prime. Chewy. Yeah.
Need some good au jus.
I need more salt. So a regular cut steak, it's not so thick. You got so much real estate that has not been seared, has not been salted.
It can be bland. I'm with you. The honorable mentions, most hated foods in America, mayo, pickles. I know Jared Sandler hates the pickles, too.
Mm.
Coconut.
Brutal.
Coconut was an interesting one.
I like coconut. Man.
It's the texture of the coconut for me, the graininess. Like, I don't mind the flavor of coconut, but I can't just have, like, a piece of coconut.
You can't have it just
texture,
shaved?
Just, yeah, it bothers me. Yeah, okay. I don't know what it is. I do. It's the graininess. Cilantro, which is surprising.
Oh. Well, there's a... There is a DNA strain that if you have it, I got this from my 23andMe when me and Abby signed up for this. For a lot of people, it tastes like soap, literally.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Okay,
so
if
you love cilantro, you got the opposite gene. And congratulations, because it's a hell of a flavor.
It is a flavor. Good flavor. I use it quite a bit.
But 11, just on the outside looking in, is mushrooms. Mushrooms, 11th most hated food. And that
you
is
know?
One that people either like or don't.
That would be a definite top fiver for me. I didn't think of it, but yes, I can't eat mushrooms. I will literally start throwing up out of disgust.
Even
over
if
the
they're
flavor,
cooked?
The texture, everything. Yes,
raw mushrooms I'm not doing, but I can do cooked mushrooms.
See, like
what if
say-
I dip it in chocolate?
Okay,
chocolate covered mushrooms
or cheese. You fry it
fondue,
or you do cheese or chocolate. I'm probably down. I'll have the mushroom.
I don't know why I say that, but I think I could get through those, Chief.
I think mushrooms in a gravy is always a good thing.
Well, mushroom gravy.
You cook it down.
Okay.
You cook it down and you take the flavor out of the mushroom to make the gravy.
We get a
you
nice can make mushroom it really, reduction.
Yeah.
Maybe reduction. Make a tea out of it or something.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, okay.
That sounds more doable.
Here's the top 10 America's most hated foods, though. 10 is olives.
Just in general.
Just in general.
Okay.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah, because the green ones suck too.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
9 is fennel.
I know you love your dirty martinis over there, Broadus. Sorry.
You are a dirty martini.
Yeah. Fennel.
Dirty what is fennel? Veg.
It's like a vegetable, but you use it. It's like a long, it's kind of a
strong.
It's a flavor like you think it's like an onion type of a thing, but it's a lot stronger than that.
I think, is it purple?
No, it's some green.
Okay.
It's a long green thing. It's in that cabbage, celery.
Okay.
Kind
I think
of
I
range.
Know what you're talking
garbage.
About.
Yeah.
Number 8 is Brussels sprouts, which I actually do enjoy. I'm a big fan.
But they need to be done properly. You
salted,
know?
They do.
Toasted. Salted. Yeah.
And they do stink.
Maybe there's a little Parmesan cheese sprinkled on
top.
I'm not
Ooh.
Mad at it.
7 is capers.
Man, the saltiness of the capers, though, I'm kind of in on that.
Yeah. 6 is okra. 5 is blue cheese.
Wow.
It's mold, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, it's great mold.
4 is beets.
Whoa, I'm naming them all.
You are. 3 is oysters.
Never tried one. They just look horrifying.
It does look like a glob of snot.
I could do it in a way that you would not, the view of it would just, you would like, okay, I could eat this.
Fried oyster?
Yeah. I could do it, I could do it in a way with like either Rockefeller or Bienville with bacon and spinach. You don't like spinach though, right?
We Bien. No, prefer no spinach.
Okay. Well, then I could say you could do it. There's certain ways you could do it with bacon. You could do it with Parmesan cheese.
You could doll them up pretty nice.
You could doll them up. Yeah. You can make them look really presentable. Like, oh, well, hey, they just look like a gray mass on a shell.
Number two most hated food in America, though, is black licorice.
That's a thumbs disgusting. Up for me. Yeah,
the fact that it's in the candy category, give me a break, dude.
The red licorice could be right behind it too.
Yeah. Mm.
Twizzlers
are okay.
Whoever invented the Twizzlers needs to be let outside.
Need a little bit more flavor.
That needs to be Old Yellered.
Yeah,
I think they've improved on the concept. That, I mean.
But you need.
But you're not going to not say that either.
You get those heavily candied sour ropes though. These days, they just put that whole genre to shame with how much flavor's bursting out of those bad boys.
But number one, most hated food in America, and I co-sign. And this is another one my dad loves, and I'm like, Dad, why?
Oh, Vienna sausages.
I can do those, anchovies.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Horrifying.
Okay, have you guys Caesar salads at all?
Yeah, but that's like chopped up and blended and you don't know.
Okay, it's part of it.
The taste is hidden though.
If you're a fan of the Caesar salad, the base of a Caesar salad is anchovy paste.
But just a piece of anchovy like on a pizza, people get anchovies on pizza like my dad. Disgusting.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Can't do it.
I don't know why they have
sardines
to.
Are worse.
They got the whole fish in there. Bones
sardine.
And everything.
It's gross.
It's just a weird concept to begin with. And the flavor's not good enough to do it.
Next time you have a tableside Caesar salad, just know you're eating some anchovies.
Where's escargot, though? Snails?
Escargot is an interesting one,
I'll tell you what, with champagne sauce, those aren't bad.
I knew you would say something positive about that. That's disgusting, Brian. We got to run. An edition of The Finest is coming up at 5. Things to ponder next, Chief. Where are you taking us?
Things to ponder featuring mirrors, thumbs, and would Caitlin Clark score a single point in the Big 3 League next year in the nation?
Shut up, man. We got to run and chat about Men's Tea Clinic before we do it. Because if you are working late, if you are burning it on both ends, you're trying to dominate still on the weekend in some sports league, trying to dominate the boardroom, bedroom, everything in between, maybe cut out some extra pounds, add some muscle mass. What do you need? Men's Tea Clinic. They will get you your edge back and give your body the tools to rebuild stronger than you've ever been. Men's Tea Clinic. You don't believe me? I did a pull-up recently. Okay, well over middle-aged now at this point. Holy cow, it's starting to move fast. But you know what? I know Men's Tea Clinic is going to keep me feeling young. Men's Tea Clinic, the authority, the trusted leader for testosterone replacement therapy and total wellness optimization for TOLOs across Dallas-Fort Worth. They specialize in treating the underlying causes and symptoms of low testosterone and so much more. You're looking at individualized dynamic therapies that do include weight optimization, sexual wellness, muscle mass, mood, drive, regenerative therapies for joint pain, hair vitality, and so much more. You've seen what the athletes have been doing now for over a decade. They used to have to fly overseas for this kind of stuff, but the regenerative therapies available at Men's Tea Clinic are revolutionary and a fraction of the cost compared to the competition. You can stay right here in the great state. 5 in DFW, 5 in Houston, very affordable cash and insurance options. Go see my friends at mensteaclinic.com. Salute. Thank you very much, Chris, and for Lucius all week long here in the G-Bag Nation. Send Lucius some love on social, okay? Let him know he's missed, even though Chris is doing a great job. We have an addition to The Finest coming up at 5. Dave Raymond, 520. We are 25 hours and 11 minutes now from opening day. Here's Chief with some things to ponder.
Okay, first question. Would Caitlin Clark score a single point in Ice Cube's Big 3 League as he has offered her a $5 million deal to play 8 regular season games, and then if her team is in the postseason, a max of 2 more games, which would equal at most 10 games of basketball, half-court style, versus the old washed-up NBA men, and you'll get $5 million to do it. Caitlin Clark, balls in your court. I think it's fantastic. It would definitely, she's a needle mover. She's bringing eyeballs to the sport that she's playing now. I would imagine she would do something similar for Ice Cube's league, so I get the marketing and business side where he's coming from. He has tweeted out a couple of things. He wanted this offer to remain private while Caitlin continues her run in the tournament right now, but Kat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
He says, skeptics laughed when we made Nancy Lieberman the first female coach of a men's pro team, and she won the championship in her first year. Then Lisa Leslie won it all in year two. With our offer, Caitlin Clark can make history and break down even more barriers for women athletes. Now, you guys ponder that for a moment. We'll see if we can get to the mirrors and the thumb that I need to address. But here is Kenyon Martin and Gilbert Arenas discussing the idea of Caitlin Clark in Ice Cube's Big Three League.
What's
it's a step under
with?
Prison balls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Prison ball, you got Big Three.
Shout
especially
out Jake
the first few years. Like, I was telling my partner earlier, MG, man, MG was talking. I'm like, could you imagine her getting stuck down on Reggie Evans? Just take the and giggles if this was a real thing and she was able to participate and he put her out there. Could you imagine her being matched up and Reggie guarding her for one?
Mm-hmm.
For two, them with her being, it's 3-on-3. She can't hide nowhere. Guarding Reggie Evans out there,
she gonna score.
Huh?
She ain't.
No, she's not.
No, she's not.
You don't think she's gonna score a point?
No, she will not score.
I think she would
score. She would not score one.
I think she would score.
That's, Lexi.
That's brute basketball.
Lexi.
I think she would score.
It's 3-on-3. She can't hide nowhere.
How's she gonna get the ball, Pat? She gonna take the ball out?
She gonna take the ball out, then what?
They're gonna pick her up right soon as that
soon
line.
As she take,
soon
you know,
as she try to cross that line.
Boom, boom. What? And it's in the game.
It is a little ass.
And it's right? Because I'm telling you what's going to do.
I know. Lex, I mean, I only went to one game and I didn't.
He played in it.
Yeah, y'all played in it.
So. I wouldn't even take the ball out. Crazy.
Listen, hey, yo, Rashawn McCann saw Allen Iverson out there and his ass lit up.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so
hell yeah.
Gilbert Arenas and Kenyon Martin, obviously formerly in the NBA. Kenyon Martin played a little Big Three action and so that is their thoughts on it. I do know that every dude out there will be playing the highest efforted defense that, you know, they've played in years, I would imagine, when they're matched up on Caitlin Clark, as to not be cooked by her and be a part of her highlight reel. That is for sure. But I just think, like the 972 says, like, she just can flat out shoot the basketball.
Yeah,
like, she's
right.
She's going to be able to some extent, yeah, get, and her range is pretty dang ridiculous. So, but I do think they would be going out of their way to make it as tough on her as possible.
Yeah, yeah, I do think the
defensively, she'd probably be in a world of trouble.
Yeah, the thing is, she wouldn't win a game. If she played the whole game, you couldn't win with her because of the defensive liability that would there. I think if you want to make a definitive statement, that's maybe one I would make. Like, if Caitlin Clark played the whole Big Three game, her team would never win. But she would score, you know.
She would score.
Yeah.
She can shoot, and that's the bottom line.
If you give her the ball and say, hey, attack this guy and get your shot off, maybe she wouldn't even get the shot off. But she'll play off the ball.
Right.
And move, and ultimately that guy's going to beat his defender, which will create a defensive adjustment, and then she'll be open for shots, and she would score. You know, now if it's winners out, the other team might just keep the ball the entire time.
Do you guys know some of the players that are in this still?
Yeah, I was looking around.
Is
like Gerald Green.
Joe Johnson.
And Jason Richardson. I don't see Joe Johnson, but maybe he is. Nick Young.
Joe Johnson is still on a roster.
He is. Rashard Lewis. Leandro Barbosa. Mario Chalmers. Catino Mobley.
Yeah.
Is playing in this still.
Dude, how old is he?
Yeah, I mean, he looks old. He's got a gray beard in his photo on the Big Three that they have on there. But
he was balling last time I saw the league in action, though. He was still killing it.
Oh, man. Catino Mobley used to be a lot of
fun. Stays young with all that muscle, probably.
But, you would think there's no easier way to make $5 million if you're Caitlin Clark. And in a world where she's going to be making, like, I think $80,000 a year, roughly, as the number one overall pick in the WNBA. And and Ice Cube is like, obviously, you can still play in the WNBA. It doesn't prevent you from doing that unless the WNBA is, you know, against it, perhaps. But if you're Caitlin Clark, why wouldn't you do this? It's 8 to 10 games of basketball, half court, 3-on-3 style for the easiest $5 million you'll probably ever make. But it seems like it could be even easier for her if she wants to take this guy's offer.
Could it be bad for her brand? You know, that would be my only thought. I don't know. You know, maybe going out there and getting crushed, maybe they're paying you $5 million to laugh at you, you know, because they want to be, you know, big, bad NBA guys, you know. And if that's the case, if I'm walking into an unfriendly environment, I can pick up a $5 million check off the ground with endorsements. I'll just go read more ads in Los Angeles that weekend instead of Hoop. But I think if Ice Cube wants to do it, he would insist on everybody being cooler than crap, you know. But you heard the mindset, you know, and that's even more toxic than how they talked about when Tony Kukoc was coming over. You know, they don't want any sort of disrespect coming. Yeah. You can't play. Now they've accepted that Euros as the top three guys in the voting are international players these days for MVP, but it took them three decades to accept the Europeans could play it as well as Americans.
Well, it's a lot of money though, dude. So she's making $3.1 million in endorsements. Highest paid WNBA player makes $242,000. Like, dude, $5 million for Caitlin.
Now that is a huge payday. That doubles her money.
Yeah, Tex makes a good point about the ball size. You know, that would be something that would, you know, she would have to overcome that. Obviously, the 3-point line a little bit deeper as well. I think that would be easier to overcome for her than the ball size. I don't know how that would actually work. Even Ionescu in the three ball contest with Steph, she got to use the women's ball. So that is a hurdle to jump over. But I do think, you know, all the points you just made for $5 million there, Dawson, and like maybe to get embarrassed and laughed at, is that good for the brand? Right. Playing 8 to 10 games. Well, she could double that. She could go $10 million if she takes up Dave Portnoy's offer. The Barstool CEO or whatever.
Yeah,
he's
plot thickens.
He says, "I'll offer Caitlin Clark $10 million to play in our company intramural league," which is, I think, just a couple of games. And yeah. I think he's totally down for this. I think he's
flexing.
If I'm Caitlin Clark, these is just playing against like. As average a Joe as possible. Yes, like she would be embarrassing them. $10 million. Hello. That's the deal you take.
That's what you do with $100 million. Hey, that's guys. Awesome. Go get your Lambos, your mansions in every continent in the world. I'm bringing Caitlin Clark to the rec game.
Dude, and it's brilliant by him because, again, she's a needle mover. She's bringing the eyeballs. Yes. Yeah. People that have never, like girls that have never heard of Barstool Sports before, are going to be like, wait, where can I catch this live
You're
stream?
Right. He's going to make $100 million off that. That's just that's just brilliant barstooling. Thank you. Brian.
Yeah, real quick. Could her like youth help her in this, though? You're talking about a bunch of old basketball players. Like her ability to move and kind of separate and all that and get her shot, could her fact being young?
I don't think she's more athletic than them.
Those are older dudes,
they
right?
Are. Yes.
Are they going to be, I mean.
Quick twitch muscles.
Yeah, are they really moving like she moves? I've seen her like get her shot in these games. She's moving pretty quick.
She's quick.
Yeah. I just wonder if that would help her youth.
What are her weapons? I think her passing, her basketball IQ,
her shooting.
Yeah. You know, I think she is going to be able to cut off the ball and, you know, find herself little wrinkles of space and be somewhat effective offensively if she does it. I think the big issue is defense, like Chief said. Yeah. We got to run nation when we come back, in addition of the finest. Subject matter, sir?
Jason Kelce is coming after a Baylor Bears job and Jim Harbaugh and the RV. Next year in the nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.